mine and yours. And you don't want no pressure, what but a backup and withdrawal. Cause trust me when I tell you, you don't want that you can claw. And you don't want to see inside of mine.
Chapter 61. What do you mean the Fire Nation knows they're coming? What she said, Teo thought, too stunned to speak as he watched healer Amaya try to glare down the prince. He didn't look like much of a prince. Robes brown as Auntie Chung Chung's best garden soil, traveling sandals, blue and red cords tying back part of his hair while the rest drifted over his scar. Then again, Amaya's courtyard didn't look like any of his storybooks of royal courts, either. Even if the engineer in him was more impressed by its existence than he would have been by any walls covered in gold and silk. They just carved it right out of the valley wall. Weeks ago, there'd been a scree slope here steep enough to make a cricket mouse cry. Now it was terraced and growing green, bushes and herbs soaking up summer sun. Amaya's clinic stood behind it, shaped half in and half out of solid stone. Wide windows welcoming enough light to the front rooms to make you feel like you were barely inside at all. Only one of those windows had any glass, a kind of crazy quilt of stone and wavy pieces that made it look like you were underwater. But as a promise for the future, it was awesome. And they hadn't stopped with stone and gardens. The little stream that had helped make this slope unstable was now running through Amaya's garden, and others. He could see the bright blue of ogami nut flowers sprouting up everywhere. Auntie says they're already getting first crops of greens and whatever they call those weird tuber things. I didn't know anyone could grow stuff that fast. Which, Chong Chung had told him before, was why he flew and built things instead of trying to coax food out of the ground. This time, he didn't even mind when she'd rolled her eyes at wind-happy youngsters. She'd looked down the slopes at growing hedgerows and gardens, traded some of their mountain plots for a thick, spicy stew of... Well, he wasn't going to ask. It was warm, red, and chewy, and had something like beans and clams and tomato carrots in it. She just looked so relieved, even as they both grabbed for buttered bread to damp the fire in their mouths. So maybe it was good that they were here, even if he hadn't wanted to come down to Dragon's Wings in the first place. But after that last crash, when a thermal had just gone wrong... Auntie Chung Chung's a worrywart. I'm going to be fine. Not like a broken leg makes a difference. Hurt, sure it hurt. And it was going to hurt, no matter how well it was splinted. What was the big deal? But she was worried, and he wanted to know what these crazy people were doing to the winds. It's something they're doing to the volcano. How can doing something to the earth change the wind? He wanted to know. If they were going to be neighbors, and so far Zuko's people seemed just as stubborn as the mountains, he wanted to know what kind of people they were flying over. If letting Auntie drag him to the healers gave him a chance to hear what people were really thinking. Hey, two chicken pigs, one stone. So they'd shown up for healing, and apparently rolled right into the middle of the worst argument he'd seen since the rest of the temple found out what his dad had been hiding behind airbender locks. If he keeps this up, she's going to throw boiling water right in his face. Well, maybe that pool some odd earthbender had shaped into Amaya's courtyard away from the stream wasn't actually boiling, but it was steaming. And no matter how many times Amaya had told both of them it was for healing, he knew Auntie was just as dubious as he was about going anywhere near it. Or that ominous, thin stone charcoal brazier. The older woman would much rather have been inside, where there was a cool water well and stone walls strong as the bones of the earth. No thanks. If I can't be up the mountain, I at least want to be out where I can see the sky. even if the brazier is kind of freaky. Teo gripped a wheel, watching Chung Chung as much as the pile of unlit charcoal and the two benders. If she thought it was dangerous, he was wheeling right out of here. Perched on a stone bench, Chung Chung worked needles through the rows of her knitting. What do I mean? Zuko looked honestly confused. I mean, we can talk about it now. They're almost there. Any spies who might be here... Spies? Won't have time to deliver a report. What? Zuko backed off a step, remaining eyebrows scrunched down in what looked like bewilderment. What'd I say? Stern and slender and blue, Amaya planted her hands on her hips and shook her head. Spies, Zuko. You know these people. I knew everyone on the Wani, too, Zuko shrugged. Never stopped Azula from giving me a mutiny for my birthday. Teo blinked. Amaya stopped for a breath, let it out slowly. Why you wanted her alive, I have no idea. Your crew attacked you, with the Dragon of the West on board. Not Captain G's crew, Zuko said quickly. But the 2 years before that, I was supposed to be in command of the ship. If I couldn't handle them, Uncle would have made sure I got out alive. He waved it off. Master Amaya, just because we know people doesn't mean we know everyone they know, or everyone who can be used against them. Everybody has left someone they care about, either in the Earth Kingdom or the Fire Nation. We've got spies. I just don't know who all of them are yet. You... Amaya looked up, imploring the skies. What do I do with you? Help me fix the nice gliders so they can poke around here and make sure we're not planning to blow them up? Zuko suggested. He gave Teo a wry smile. Don't worry, your dad's with Chief Hakoda. He survived 2 years raiding Fire Nation territories. He knows what he's doing. Teo poked himself in the chest, hard enough to feel it. Nope, not dreaming. Too bad. If this was a nightmare, he'd really like to wake up now. The Fire Nation knows my dad's... Wait a minute, how do you know where my dad went? The guy who designs war machines shuts himself up with Chief Hakoda, carves up a whole captured ship, and won't let anybody see what he's doing with the pieces? Duh, said Zuko's tone. Next time you talk to him, tell him he needs to at least think about using a cover story. Like, I don't know, building a big metal cistern to catch snowmelt for when you need it, or something. The worst thing about it, Teo decided, was how Zuko talked like it all made sense. How does the Fire Nation know my dad's coming? Zuko was giving him a look. Azula was in the Earth King's palace. Oh, Teo knew that look. He'd seen it on Dad, usually just before someone poked at something that was about to blow up. I hate to say this, Teo managed, trying not to strangle the words. But pretend I don't know anything, and start from the beginning.
The beginning? Zuko said warily. Well, Azula's always been good at manipulating people, ever since the time she got the servants away to try smothering me when she was six.
They're insane, Teo thought, mouth hanging open. They're all nuts.
Not that far back, young man.
Chung Chung finished a row, looped yarn to start another.
How did the Fire Princess get into the Earth King's palace?
Oh.
Zuko nodded, a little less glum. That was easy. She caught some Kyoshi warriors, stole their gear, and then she, Mai, and Ty Lee just showed up at the outer wall and said they were the Avatar's allies. According to Mai and the Dai Li. Zuko shook his head. Sokka didn't even go down to check who they were, just ordered them to be let in. The Firebender snorted. For a guy who's used disguises to get people in and out of places all over the Earth Kingdom, that was stupid.
Still not explaining, Teo got out.
Zuko frowned,
then nodded. Chief Hakoda didn't mention where Sokka made his big plan. Huh?
In the palace, I presume.
Chung Chung sighed, worked her shoulders a bit under her shawl, and gave Teo a fond, rueful smile.
I have distant cousins who've worked for great lords. Servants know everything.
Servants? Amaya said, startled. But they were making...
secret plans,
Teo chimed in.
Sure they were.
Zuko's scarred smirk made the hair stand up on Teo's neck.
Which takes time. All day, all night, all week. And these were Earth Kingdom generals. Nobles.
I know Uncle Iroh doesn't act like it, but nobles aren't supposed to raid the pantry when they get hungry. They send somebody else to do it. Someone who has to walk in, politely present everything, pour the tea, and be grandly dismissed. Which takes time. A lot of time.
A wry shrug. Plenty of time to look at a map, or a timeline, or the exact date of an eclipse.
Teo felt like he had when a wind had gone out from under him, and everything ahead was ice and razor-edged rock.
Oh, this is gonna hurt.
So Azula could have gotten everything she needed from the servants, Zuko went on. Only she didn't have to, because the Earth King and his generals were so thrilled with sharing the details of the great plan with their allies, the Kyoshi warriors. After all, they were the Avatar's allies. And if the Avatar liked what he heard, well, maybe he'd be a little less attached to this silly idea of leaving any of the Fire Nation alive. He growled under his breath.
Damn it, Gyatso, you taught him bending. Couldn't you have given him one book on politics?
Teo swallowed and tried to hang on to the important details.
You know about the eclipse.
And Zuko was giving him another look.
Your father has a miniature orrery in his office.
Well, I guess, Teo said, taken aback. But that's just a toy.
Oh, no.
Orrery? Amaya asked. Zuko sketched swirling orbits in the air.
It's a kind of planetarium. It shows how the Earth and Moon move around the Sun. And other planets, too.
Put a candle in for the Sun, and you can watch the shadows, Teo said numbly.
It's not a toy.
A little one is, Zuko admitted. You need a bigger one, and a lot of abacuses. Teo winced, the mention of calculating devices making the next step obvious.
You can predict eclipses.
Down to when and where pretty close, Zuko said dryly. Eclipses mean no firebending. Sozin's comet means lots of fires. We've always watched the sky.
Gah!
My dad's going into a trap? Teo demanded, heart racing. And you didn't say anything?
It's not a trap if you know it's coming.
How could they possibly know it's coming? Amaya loomed like a thundercloud, one hand waving a slow circle that churned steaming water.
Of all the dishonorable, underhanded, when your uncle finds out about this.
Zuko stood, unmoving as stone, good eye narrowed.
What do you mean, finds out about it?
He bit out.
Uncle knows Azula was in the palace. He questioned Mai.
You don't think she'd tell me what my sister was up to, do you? I'm competition for the heir. Uncle's already passed over, so he's not.
Amaya seemed to draw in on herself.
Iroh knew Chief Hakoda is sailing into a trap.
Zuko spread bewildered, empty hands.
Because it's obvious?
Steaming water crackled into ice.
Silent, Zuko watched her. Pale gold never wavering.
Turning on her heel, Amaya stalked inside.
Teo started at the sound of doors slamming one after another. first one had to be the back door, the next, the street. I think you'd better warn your uncle.
Warn him? Zuko flung up his hands, indignant. What did I say?
I don't believe this.
You said you set my dad up to get killed.
Teo rocked his chair forward. Never mind a little broken leg. He knew all kinds of things his wheels could do.
What?
It was the shock that stopped Teo, before he ran over Zuko's toes. That wasn't a how dare you, much less how dare you see through my lies. It was honest surprise. Hurt.
I would never.
Knuckles clenched white. Zuko slowly breathed out, loosening a finger at a time.
Teo, if I ever wanted to kill your father, I'd do it myself.
Oh shit, angry firebender, wood and bamboo wheels. But Auntie wasn't moving. Why?
You don't believe the Fire Nation can be good people, Zuko bit out. Fine, I can live with that, so I won't tell you I would never do that because we're good people, we're neighbors, and good neighbors don't kill each other. But even if we're not good people, even if we're all the horrible, evil things the Earth Kingdom says we are, killing your father would be stupid.
A snarling breath.
I hate stupid.
That sounded sincere, in a really weird way. But you can lie without ever saying something that's not true.
So you just sent him off to get killed?
Teo challenged the firebender.
I did not!
Zuko gave him a glare that trickled sweat down the glider's neck.
I told you, Chief Hakoda's good, and Sokka's not dumb, most of the time. If they're going to sail into Fire Lord Ozai's trap on purpose, they've got a plan.
He smirked.
And an ambushed ambush? Trust me, that's a very bad day.
But you, Teo sputtered, trying to find the words to express the sheer wrongness of this conversation. Chung Chung dropped a stitch and clucked to herself as she bent to unsnarl the mess.
My hearing isn't what it used to be, young man. Are you saying you didn't warn the Water Tribe chief because you thought he already knew?
Right. Zuko let out a breath, relieved.
As long as Azula's spies didn't hear anyone discussing the eclipse, she wouldn't know that we thought that she knew.
Is that even a sentence? Teo said weakly.
To a noble?
Chung Chung chuckled.
Ho ho, it's barely a start.
But it's too late for good intel to get there now, so we can talk about it. Zuko went on.
Your dad didn't tell you about the plan?
Ouch. I mean, he added hastily, you don't want plans getting out, so you don't tell anyone you don't have to, but I know that hurts.
Teo rubbed his forehead, trying to think.
Zuko felt sorry for him. After he'd... Wait a minute. What did Auntie say? Oh, wow.
Let me see if I've got this. Teo said, amazed how calm he sounded. It was kind of like trying to follow Dad on one of his sideways new ideas.
A little.
There's going to be an eclipse, and the Fire Nation knows about it. They've known about it for a while.
They knew about it before I got exiled, Zuko nodded. Uncle and I planned to make sure we were north or south of it, or maybe west. It's probably not going to start too much further east than Omashu.
For the first time, Zuko looked hesitant.
You do know an eclipse doesn't hit the whole world, right?
No, Teo admitted, dazed.
No, I didn't know that. It's not gonna happen here?
We'll probably get part of the shadow. It won't be fun, Zuko admitted. But the sun won't be blocked all the way. Not this far north.
Got it. Okay, scratch some of the Wilder guy's ideas to maybe use the eclipse if people here turned nasty.
Ouch.
So you know about the eclipse, and Sokka found out about it.
How he found out, I have no idea.
Zuko said darkly.
The Great Names have to know, but that someone would let word get out of the Fire Nation? He said it was a spirit. Teo got out on a rush. Which, okay, everyone said the Avatar was supposed to deal with the spirit world. It just seemed surreal. Wind and gears and equal and opposite reactions, those he understood. Spirits felt like the world was cheating somehow. A spirit. Zuko's voice went very quiet. Of course. Let me guess. Did any of them think, just for 1 minute, the spirits might have been lying? Teo's jaw dropped. But you say there is an eclipse. You can lie and lie and never say anything that isn't true. Which was just what he'd been thinking. Creepy. Zuko's hands fisted, sparks flickering at the knuckles. Azula's an expert at it, and damn it, she's been chasing them for months. I warned them. Uncle warned them. They know that. He held a breath, blew out steam, and took another. Which spirit? They said it was Wan Shi Tong? Teo stammered. Chief Okoda laughed about how he'd have to change his name. He knew 10,001 things now. Zuko went gray. Chung Chung stopped knitting. That bad, is it? He's allied with... Zuko waved a hand toward the harbor. With the spirit who sent the drowned. Auntie winced. That bad indeed. Seaman Saburo. Zuko was muttering. Captain G, Hawks, Hugni, no time. Cradling his head in his hands, he breathed in. Held it. Breathed out. G first, he'll have ideas. They'll have to come by water. Well, unless Toph makes a really big, really deep tunnel. No, too much magma. Toph's not that stupid. She won't let Aang be. Spirits... Why even bother? Hakoda won't listen when I'm standing right in front of him. All a letter's gonna do is get him and Katara madder. And if they're mad at me, they're not going to think about the firebenders in front of them. The home guard. The kill zones.
What's a kill zone?
Teo asked, dreading the answer. Gold blinked at him, as if remembering he was there. It's control your enemy. Make them move. Words seemed to get tangled up. Zuko shook his head in frustration. He held up one finger, deliberately turned his hand, and jabbed it towards innocent ground. Turned on his heel and stalked into the clinic. What do you think that meant? Chung Chung raised gray eyebrows at him. How am I supposed to know? But sometimes, up in the thin air, you didn't have the voice to yell. Stay here, I think. So, why are we staying? He could start burning stuff any minute. Chung Chung humphed. I seem to remember one young man breaking a few things the last time one of his glider designs went wrong. Yeah, but he'd been a lot younger. He hadn't done anything like that in a year. And damn, sometimes he forgot how fast people with two good legs could move. Zuko was back with a sand tray and a scoop for water, setting the tray on Auntie's bench so they could get a good look as he molded damp sand. Flat parts the water, Teo thought. There's the bay, the volcano, the temple. What's that? He pointed toward the thin rim of sand on the water, completing the arc of the valley. Caldera edge, shallow, first water zone. Zuko's voice was rough, tumbling words together like a rubble wall. Ship has to get over it. That's where you mine. He barely touched the sand, shaping the harbor entrance. Second zone. Ships have to get through. Projectile weapons dug in here, here. Mines, nets down here, keep people from landing. A wave of fingers towards sketch docks. Third zone. Tactics vary. Might have traps in the water. Might wait until they land, shake the dock apart, or torch it. Tar burns. Teo shivered at the thought, but... It's... like what we did at the temple. Teo glanced at Auntie. First, we tried to knock them off the trail. Then, we tried to keep them from coming up the cliffs. Then, he swallowed. Sokka blew up the gas in the ravine. Zuko blinked, took a deep breath. Good job. I didn't like it, Teo admitted, shifting in his chair. When we beat you, everybody was happy, but... good. What? Teo threw up a hand. I don't get you guys. You're angry about us killing you. You're happy that we did. What's wrong with you? Oh, that wasn't good at all. People die in war. Zuko's voice was quiet, cool and matter-of-fact, as Chang Chang's after herbs and rest just weren't enough. You killed Fire Nation soldiers. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't have to like it. You killed them to protect yourselves, your people. That I understand. Being glad you're alive, Teo, that's not wrong. If you don't start a fight, but you finish it, I don't like what you did. The ghosts don't like it, and we have to deal with them. But that's the way life is. He waved at the sand model. What we do is like what you did. Figure out the weak points, the easy ways the enemy can get in. Make sure they're not easy. Eyes on Teo, Zuko waited. Teo glared back. What's that got to do with my dad? Oh, arg. They're going to have defenses like this, at the capital. Damn it, he'd just given that part of the plan away, distract him. That's not fair. The Fire Nation attacks people. Everybody knows that. You can't defend things, too. Zuko gave him a sidelong look that couldn't be anything but amused. You should read some of our histories. The Yu Yan can tell you about the time somebody had to shoot at Lord Haon's men so they could attack to the rear. Humor passed, like sunlight fleeing clouds. Teo, this is going to be bad, but Chief Hakoda, Sokka, they're good at improvising. If anyone can get people out of this alive, they will. Teo's eyes stung. He bit his lip. He was 13, damn it. He was not going to bawl in front of a firebender. You could have stopped them. How? Zuko didn't sound angry anymore, just upset and tired. How could I have stopped them? If I knew you didn't know, I can't believe they didn't know. I just... He stopped, took a breath to untangle his thoughts. We would have tried to warn them, but Chief Hakoda won't listen to me. The weird, final way Zuko said that sent shivers down Teo's spine. You make it sound like it's too late. He thumped a fist on his chair arm. It's not too late. It's not the eclipse yet. We don't have sky bison. Zuko set out his words like a roofer would his tiles, fact clicking against fact. There's not a ship in the world that could get there fast enough, even if they could get through the blockade. A messenger hawk might get there in time if the Fire Lord doesn't have falconers with phoenix eagles hunting for them. He knows we have some, and if the hawk got through, they'd still have to read the letter and believe it, and they won't believe it from me. Not even Toph? Teo challenged. He was pretty sure he'd heard Chief Hakoda say good things about the Earthbender, even if sometimes they were followed by... She trusts the Fire Nation too much. She'd believe it. Zuko glanced at the yard's grass and herbs, some of it just starting to thicken up again after Earthbenders had shifted slope and stone. But she'd have to get someone to read it to her. And if the Water Tribe saw the hawk first, I don't like losing birds. The Avatar's Earthbending teacher can't read? Teo squinted in disbelief. What kind of backwoods badger mole hole did he pull her out of? Zuko leveled a look that should have set something on fire. I understand Lady Bei Fong comes from a prestigious merchant family and has had the benefit of tutors in the classics, much of which she has memorized, which is a noble feat for one who can never see the light of scholarly illumination, but can only listen for the rustle of its robes as it passes in the night. Wow, somebody had their oh-so-noble backup. And what's that supposed to mean? Tao shot back. She's blind, you jerk. Tao rocked back in his chair, stunned. I didn't... How? He stammered. She's a bender. Since when does bending need eyes? Zuko eyed the chair. Or legs. Katara can turn me inside out using just her arms. I've heard rumors King Bumi can bend with his face. He waved it off. I trust Toph. So does Sokka. But Sokka's 15. You think a whole invading army is going to listen to him? How old are you? Tao challenged. Not the same. Zuko stalked the courtyard, one hand drifting out to touch the cool brazier as he passed it. You think my people would listen to me if I said we had to break our promise to Asagi Tatsu on Chief Arnuk's say-so? Wouldn't work. He stopped dead, frowning. Chung Chung lifted her brows, but stayed quiet. Tao bit his tongue and waited. He knew that look. I think I've got something. Maybe. We don't need to get a message to Hakoda. Zuko's voice was quiet, tentative, as if he were feeling the idea out, eyes closed. We need a message to Mai. What? Tao choked out. But you said she was one of the girls who pretended to be a Kyoshi warrior so the Fire Nation could get into Ba Sing Se. With my sister and Ty Lee, right? Zuko nodded. That Mai. That Mai? Tao echoed in disbelief. You want to send a letter to a girl who works with the Fire Princess? Your sister who tried to kill you? To help my dad? Exactly. Zuko was smirking again, eyes alight with the kind of reckless glee Tao had only seen on Jing and Ke and Sima. The guys, and one stubborn girl, who would jump their gliders off cliffs into any weather, because they knew the wind like he did, and they knew their gliders, and they had what Aang said he had, spirit. Young man, I haven't heard anything that insane since... Spirits, since G led us all up here. Chong Chong started. Auntie, Tao shook his head. He thinks he can do this. He swallowed. Why do you think you can do this? She tried to kill you. She had reasons. With an effort, Zuko focused on him. Tao, don't... Don't judge the Fire Nation by my family. We're crazy. Tao rolled his eyes. You can say that again. You're not listening. Chong Chong was studying the prince, very carefully. So the rumors are true. The Fire Lords are mad. Well, sure, Tao thought, exasperated. Everyone knew the Fire Lord was... crazy. His mouth went dry. You're serious? Not crazy the way you're used to. Zuko shrugged. We know what we're doing, and we know why we're doing it. We just don't always do things for the same reasons everybody else does. He looked straight at Tao. I don't know what you know about logistics. I don't know what Sokka's plan is, but if he's gotten people close enough to attack the caldera, there is no way in the world we can get them a message to turn around in time, which means we've got to attack the problem from the other end. The other... Think, Tao, think. You want to help after everything's gone wrong. We don't know everything will go wrong, Zuko said bluntly. It's going to be the eclipse. Hakoda and Sokka are good. He held up three fingers. They could win. One finger down. They could lose and still be able to retreat. Another finger. Or, worst case, they could lose and they can't get away. Fingers clenched in a fist, dropped to his side. That's where your father could get killed. That's where we need to do something, if we can do anything. And you trust this girl, Mai? Chang Chang had her head cocked, making sure her better ear caught every word. Yeah, Zuko looked a little sheepish. But she listens to Uncle more than me. I should ask him. I'll go rescue him from your aunt, Chang Chang said dryly. In the meantime, those two youngsters you sent up to us say you're a healer. She pointed at Tao. Heal. Zuko's attention snapped to him. What's wrong with you? Tao glanced at Auntie, who looked ready to drag him towards Zuko by main force. Winced as his leg throbbed again. It's broken? Tao glared at the bit of wood sticking out from under his blanket and muttered something that made Tao's ears cringe. Broken. Bad as my Marines, I swear. Heh. Knitting tucked up her sleeve and a smile on her face, Chang Chang strode briskly out of the courtyard. Don't leave me alone! Don't look like that, Zuko said grumpily, lighting charcoal with a punch of one fist. I'm not going to eat you. Says the guy who just started a fire, Tao shot back. Waterbenders heal with water. What did you expect me to use? Zuko rolled his hands around the flames, like Chang Chang rolling together a huge sphere of dough. What hurts, where, and how bad? Fire had just shifted in Zuko's hands. Yellow to green, gold, and purple that braided around each other like the northern lights. The leg? That's what I thought. Sighing, Zuko brought flame-wreathed hands over towards him. Oh, spirits, this is gonna hurt. Fire doesn't kill people. What? Tao croaked, still watching flickering flames. In regular fires, Zuko elaborated, it's not the fire that kills people. Usually. We can pull people out of fires. We do. And it's not the burn that kills them. Most of the time. Gold Eyes caught his gaze. Held it. It's the air. Huh? Relax. This isn't even going to touch you. Exactly. Flames swept up and down over Tao's splinted leg. Warm as a sunburn. Good. They said it right. Right as they could, anyway. What a mess. A quiet breath. Fire doesn't kill people who get caught in it. It's the air. The air? Tao tried not to shiver at warm prickles. You mean the fire uses up everything we breathe? That's one way. Zuko spoke in the pause between passes, as if half his mind were somewhere else. But if you drag someone out of a fire before they burn... Fires can make their own winds. Did you know that? If a place has mist burning for too long, in the Fire Nation, things have to burn. The fire can be so hot it makes flame swirls. It's scary and it's incredible. I've never seen a bender make one. Zhang Zhang could. That's why the Earth Army's still hunting him. Zuko dipped back into the brazier for more flames. If you get caught in a fire, don't breathe. If the smoke doesn't kill you, the air's so hot it cooks your lungs from the inside. You strangle to death. A soft, ha. Huh. Kind of funny. Fire and water, doesn't matter which, you still drown. Pale, Tao wriggled his toes. Ow. Quit that. Gold and Green went back to work, swept up and down, to the old ruin of his knees and hips. Huh, your nerves all look fine. Oh, damn. Zuko's hands seeped warmth into his hip. You're lucky to be alive, you know that? That's what Auntie says the healer said. Tao bit his lip before any more of the old bitterness could slosh out. He had the wind, but sometimes... Well, done was done. They weren't kidding. Do you know how many blood vessels go through here? Fire-wrapped fingers hovered over where Tao knew there was a scar. Bone came right out here when you were little. Just a little that way and you wouldn't be here. You're serious? Teo had heard it for as long as he could remember, but the temple was family. Of course they wanted him to feel better about not walking. I would have died? Fast. Zuko nodded, grim. You cut someone deep there, Teo. They're out in seconds. Dead in minutes. You got lucky. Fingers worked their way back to the break. Now you need to work with that luck. You didn't hit your leg that hard. Not hard enough to break bones like this. Your leg bones aren't thick enough. What? Teo had never heard that one before. Why? I hit things with my arms that hard. They don't... He groped for words. Why hadn't he paid more attention the last time a healer poked him? Fire fading, Zuko tapped the thicker muscles from pulling his wheels around. Your arms get plenty of work. Amaya says bones need that just as much as muscles do. You don't put weight on your legs. You haven't walked in years. The bones got thinner. How much can you move? I can wiggle my toes, Teo admitted. His leg still hurt, but it was just a nagging ache and not a deep throb. Shift my feet a little. Anytime I move my knees or hips, it hurts. I bet. All the tendons in there? Zuko grimaced. Breathed out slow and easy, charcoal flickering down to warm coals. I need to talk to Master Amaya. Research it. Until then, wiggle your toes more and come back tomorrow. It was like being drenched with cold water. My dad could die because you didn't warn him, and you want me to come back tomorrow? Teo demanded. What is wrong with you? Don't you feel anything? The look he got back. Teo. Zuko's voice was very, very quiet. Who is your father helping Aang kill? Something inside Teo seemed to cringe and get blistering mad all at once. That's not fair. You don't want to talk to me about fair, Teo. Zuko didn't look away. I grew up in the caldera. Those are my people. I know the way the waves sound against the docks, the patrols the home guard runs every night, when no one wants to be up, but someone's got to be. The shops and the silk weavers and coals flared. Zuko glanced aside, slowing his breathing, slowing the flames. Fair. Aang can bend air and water and earth, and he'll be attacking my father during the 8 minutes we can't bend anything. If he even gets to my father. I know my father. He'll throw everything he can between him and the Avatar. Which means Aang's not going after my father. He's going after my little sister. Teo swallowed, desperately grasping at something in this conversation that made sense. Your sister, who tried to kill you. My sister, Zuko agreed, grim. Who loves our father, who'd do anything for him, including face off with the Avatar when all she has is a knife. The flames went out. I'm going to do what I can, the prince said levelly. If everything goes wrong, your father's going to need another way out, and I'll try to open one up. Because I'm your neighbor, and good neighbors help each other. He didn't move, but the air was suddenly shimmering, choking hot. But don't you ever ask me to care more about your father than I care about mine. Why not? Teo snapped back. He's gonna kill me. Hot air, I'm gonna die. My father isn't evil. Zuko didn't blink, didn't breathe. Then moved, swift as a downdraft, turning on his heel to stalk towards steaming water. Want to know something interesting? The air around Teo was cool again. He gulped it, gripping his wheels and pushed to get out of here. If it's hot enough, a wave-style firebender can move anything. A firebender can... Steaming water erupted, surged around his wheels, plucked his chair up like a dandelion, roaring, lifting him up and over stone and away. Let me go! Flailing hands caught something in the wind, like the click inside when he had just the right gust under his wings. Teo reached for it, turned like a wheel. Wind whipped through water, sluicing cold as ice. Wood and bamboo crashed.
Ow.
You okay? Teo blinked away water, focused on a white-painted face. Her red lips scrunched in a wince. Ouch, that's gonna sting. Dazed, Teo let Saluan dab a cloth at his bitten lip. He tried to kill me. The Kyoshi warrior looked at him, looked at the garden wall, looked back at him, arched a painted brow. Are you serious? Teo pulled his wheels to back away from her, looking past her to her little brother and one very annoyed-looking woman in Firebender's armor. He healed me, and then he tried to... The Firebender heaved a sigh and stalked towards the wall. Can't leave the prince alone for 1 minute, I swear! Teo watched her swarm up and over shaped stone, gaping. But she... Lieutenant Teruko, she'll be fine. Zuko's got a temper, but he'd never hurt one of his marines. Lung Shui looked Teo up and down, gaze lingering on the water dripping off his wheels. I guess that's one way to find out you can bend.
What?
Teo gulped. I'm not, I can't. Wind, catching on his fingers like silk. He'd felt it. Try, Saluan urged, eyes shining. We saw you. Just try. Heart in his hands, Teo reached out to the wind. Aang made the air ball like this. A shred of a breeze wrapped around his fingers like a spider web ribbon, tickling all the hairs on the backs of his hands. It blew around and around and slipped loose as he gasped, tugging on Saluan's hair tie before whispering away. Teo closed his mouth, swallowed.
Yeah,
Lung Shui smirked. Worth getting tossed around a little, huh? He wasn't going to gape. He wasn't. But he was sitting in his chair. Sitting. Damp, a little frazzled, but definitely not splattered. And flying over the drowned swarm. He'd seen what water could do.
You mean, Zuko...
Benders bend when they're upset. Lung Shui crossed his arms, eyed the damp wall again. I was expecting something a little less messy.
Zuko,
Saluan pointed out. Huh, point. Lung Shui shrugged. So what happened? Teo felt his ears burn. The Fire Lord is evil. Saluan winced. Teo hunched his shoulders, guilty and a little mad, and so thrilled he almost didn't want to be mad.
Wind's mine.
Wow. He is. Hey, I agree with you, the warrior said practically. But come on, that's his dad you're yelling about. How would you like it if somebody called your dad the Fire Lord's lackey?
My dad's not...
Teo cut himself off, stared at the ground, flushed and guilty.
No, he's not anymore, Lung Shui said firmly.
But there was a while when he was, and you still loved him, because no matter what he did wrong, at the end of the day, he's still your dad.
I guess.
Teo glanced at the wall, where not a shade of Teruko could be seen.
But how can anybody love the Fire Lord?
People are complicated. Lung Shui nodded down the street. Come on, I want to tell you about some scrolls we've got. He grinned. Though we should probably dry you off first. Quiet footsteps and a sense of fire.
Sir.
Teruko. Arms wrapped around his knees, Zuko huddled on the stone by the hot spring, trying desperately not to lash fire over Amaya's fragile new garden.
Are they gone?
They're going, the lieutenant crouched beside him. Should I get someone, sir?
No.
Breathe in. Hold.
out. Just don't go. Don't leave me alone. Right here, sir. Right here. Maybe not the strongest firebender in the valley, but she was damn good. If his temper flared, Teruko could put the flames out. But he wasn't really angry anymore. It just hurt. They want my family to die. People want my family to die. Because the Fire Lord was evil and cruel and leading a war that had killed more people than he could probably imagine. They had every right to want Fire Lord Ozai dead. And Azula, Hogni, he could only imagine what Azula had done these past years. But I don't want to. It's not fair. She's my sister. Breathe. Keep the rhythm slow. The world wasn't fair. It never had been. Is there anything I can do, sir? Help me find a polite way to tell Teo I'm going to try to save his father, even after he tries to kill mine? Zuko said sourly. Not sure there's a polite way to say that, sir. Breathe. Probably not. Might help if you could tell them why, sir. Why? Spirits. Because I have to, Zuko said simply. I made a mistake. I thought, frost it, Lieutenant. I thought anybody who'd ever dealt with Azula would know when they're heading right into one of her traps. Armor creaked a little, someone getting comfortable, for the long haul. I hear the princess is pretty good at what she does, sir. Yes, she is. Zuko closed his eyes, tried to push the hurt away. Azula. His eyes snapped open, his breath quickened, picturing Azula's smirk, even if all she had to throw at her enemy was a knife and a bluff, because no one knew when Azula was bluffing. Yes, Zuko breathed, scrambling to his feet. Yes, she is. Sir? Teruko sat up, alarmed. Need to think, Zuko tossed over his shoulder, grabbing for the sand tray. What he was about to write, he did not want lying around where anyone could read it, even as ashes. Sir, I've got an idea.